feels like it's one of those nights to forget. The more that I drink, the more that I feel broken and alone at a party with friends. Friend you met just last week, his big grin. He doesn't know that you're leaving so broken and alone when it comes to an end.
This is Kelly.
And Eloisa.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And today, because it is our last session, we are doing a little bit of a throwback.
Yeah, we chose some songs that were kind of from first semester and second semester, and we're going back to the roots of Midwest emo, so we hope you guys enjoy.
Hell yeah.
Don't call me now, I am in bed. I've sacrificed all chances for street cred. As a result of sticking here the same bedtime for 13 years. But you know this, I've said it before. There's a lot of things I said before. Lots of things you kind of ignored and brushed it off, you always brushed it off. Pacing down the hallway stairs, mental notes of quick repairs, the gaps in my story for tomorrow morning of why I was up at this hour. When I have children of my own, and when they have children of their own, I'll spit and spew of my dumbass high school endeavors with prideful
so much better.
But when my freezing lower limbs approach that sly, grinning little shit, I knew the truth in every foul sound I had emitted just two nights before. Goodbye was not an option, it's clear to you, but to no one was it clearer than to me. Since day one, I've been locked in, I'm not fucking hanging up.
Anyway.
Hey guys, that was just the title track by Origami Angel.
Next up, you'll hear Spit Fountain by Algernon Cadwaddler. Yeah, so I hope you guys are really enjoying our set. We're doing a little bit of mixing up of music.
We're low-key throwing back a lot, because I feel like our...
yes.
We're throwing back a lot. This low-key really looks like our old... Like, I feel like our first set ever for WMFO at, like, 4 to 5 a.m. kind of really looked like this.
Well, and it looks... We were putting on the songs for this playlist, and Kelly was like, oh, add this song. I already had them added. Like, we have the same songs already, and that's how you know these have been a part of East Coast emo for a while, guys. Trust.
Okay. Wait, you already said the next song, so enjoy, guys.
Bye.
But not sleep for days. never should have said that I love.
Hey guys, that was just How Does It Feel by Citizen.
We've got a little PSA for you guys. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days?
Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's highways in the sky decision.
This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods.
With near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result.
Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this.
Every complaint filed with Massport counts.
But it's the first from each household that matters most.
For more information,
just visit logannoise.org.
That's logannoise.org. A public service message from the Logan Airport Noise Working Group.
And WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Did you guys like that PSA?
Yeah, we really liked it. And we hope you guys did too. Because, let's be honest, in Medford, Somerville, you hear a lot of those planes. Don't you, Kelly?
Yes. What a... Low-key, when I'm playing, like, Frisbee on Fletcher Field, where I'm just, like, sitting, I feel like I see a lot of airplanes.
Doesn't it really annoy you?
Ooh. Yep. It annoys me a lot. So, guys, visit...
LoganNoise.org. That's LoganNoise.org.
Okay, the song next up is gonna be Basil's Kite by Cap'n Jazz. And the following song is In Love or Whatever by Future Teens. Dude, I actually remember you, like, showing me that song for the first time.
Wait, which one? The second one or the third one?
Yeah, the second one. Oh, wait, no, the third one. In Love or Whatever.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. Not for In Love or Whatever, but for the second one, if I played it for you and you were like, ooh, this is crazy, / negative. But
really?
Wait, I can't remember.
Was it Basil's Kite or...
No, for In Love or Whatever, I remember playing that first... semester, but I don't remember a reaction. Do you remember?
I think you just told me that it was like a really small like band that you found and you were like, I'm gonna put you on.
It's possible. Well,
perhaps
you're getting put on part two.
Well, and I'm gonna be showing my reaction
on screen, so tap in at logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org.
Please enjoy it, guys. Okay, it's crazy.
Thank you. Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
I wanna start from the top, maybe like a do-over. Replace the voices in my head with blind innocence. I want a complete redo, maybe change my name. Report the losses, grab the claim. It's a shame, it's such a shame. We're pissing away our time, 'cause we're pissing away. No monumental moment ever came from saying, come on, dude, just take one more shot. Try to forget that your bones will dismantle and the dreams you had, they'll collide with time. Your unrequited love for life will surely haunt that. I'm thinking way too much tonight. Maybe I could just move away or go extinct like Triceratops, but I love loving watching movies, sitting back and also breathing. My family and friends would be crushed, but is it enough?
Oh no, it's not enough.
Oh, the future freaks me out, but I guess I could just curl up in a ball and then try to forget that your bones will dismantle and the dreams you had, they'll collapse.
Christmas Twin Falls, Idaho is her oldest memory. She was only two. It's the first time she felt blue. Cafeteria Harrison Elementary. Beneath a parachute, I saw her without shoes. Seven up, I touched her thumb, and she knew it was me. Although she couldn't see, unless of course she peeked. My mom's good, she got me out of Twin Falls, Idaho, before I got too old. You know how that goes. That's where she still was the summer she turned 17, 1983, 3 weeks after me. Last I heard was she had twins, or maybe it was three. Although I've never seen, that don't bother. Now I'm crawling out of the skin I'm entitled to, into the one you think makes me look best. Is it you or me who I'll attempt to be lying to, only to show my colors when I get undressed? Showcasing my body, miserably recounting, creating a mirage. We're imitating intimacy in Cobb County. I will not budge. I will stop trying to say it doesn't matter. It's a lunge. Take on a cause, hold for the applause. Impulsive vanity's a common crutch. Coming to terms with the matter of facts, like the fact that I matter at all. Consume my body the way I consume Adderall. I know something you don't. We'll talk it over if you answer your phone. I'll sit and wait in my bed. I'll sit and wait in your head. Give me the fight I need to pick up my slack. Realize I can't go back.
Secretly.
It's okay.
Sorry, I was just gonna say that band. I went to the concert once and I low-key almost died in that pit.
Really? Tell me about your experience.
So my experience with the microwave concert was, yes, I'm media trained, was that, so basically I was in the pit with one of my best friends and this was our first concert in a while. So we were like dressed pretty coolly because we knew we were gonna be like in the pit of Roadrunner.
Because Eloisa is so cool.
Ooh, thank you! Yes, that's what the fans say.
I'm the fan. I'm the fan.
Yes. And then it was actually, like, filled with, like, really, like...
stinky old men.
Ooh, and you got
actually?
It. Yeah, perfectly. Which is, like, I
boom,
mean, that's what
boom,
it sounds like the fan base would be.
But, like, they're such a cool band, though.
I know, they are a really cool band, and all their songs are very lit.
But I feel like if you just have such a cool band, you gotta have, like, stinky old men as fans.
And that's what that's what they say, you know? And you can't really change that.
That's what they all
That's
say.
That's what they all say, for mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I heard they're doing, like, a reunion tour for
whoa,
Best Love album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I really want to go see that. I'm not sure if it already passed, though.
Hmm.
But we should go see that.
We should. I would be so down to go to Microwave.
Boom.
Yeah. That was just Trash Stains by Microwave, and you will be listening to I'll See You When We're Both Not So Emotional by American Football. Please enjoy. Hey guys, this is Kelly.
And Aloisa. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And this is our last show of freshman year.
It has been the most best time with Kelly ever. And aww, I can't wait to do this again next year.
That's so sweet. I've had such a good time with you.
Aww.
Even if our slot was 4 to 5 a.m.
Never again, please. If anyone can hear this. This slot has been a lot better. Hopefully next time we can get, like, this slot every week.
I agree. Dude, yes.
Wouldn't the fans like to hear us every week?
That's so true. I mean, I want to hear us every week.
I do, too.
Yeah, but we've had so much fun, and I feel like this is a really good way to end off this year's East Coast Emo with Scott Pilgrim vs. My GPA by Mom Jeans. I feel like that's just like a really good outro song. You know what I mean?
It is.
Yeah.
Outro in style.
That's so true.
That's what we say.
So please enjoy our last song. And yeah.
See you next year.
Bye.
So leave my sweater on the board. I'll leave your bag under the stairs. Go back to our old place. It's probably locked up anyway. I bet it still looks the same as when I ran.